Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Palazzolo is with us from Pro Football Focus on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Steve, is that the game you're most excited to watch, Bills Chiefs, or no?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best game of the weekend. There's so much in that. I think it's, you know, maybe the next best rivalry here in the NFL in the coming years. So the spread says it's probably the closest game, and I think, yeah, it should be the most exciting one of the weekend.
Where are you leaning in that game, Steve?
I've come back to the Chiefs, I think. You know, the preseason takes as far as, like, where the Chiefs are and all that stuff. And, you know, I love the Bills. I think they're a great team. And last week they showed their upside potential, right? They could play a perfect game like they basically did last week. But I think the Chiefs are trending back in the right direction and figured some things out offensively. And I'm leaning Chiefs just a little bit in that one.
What do you make of you mentioned Allen's performance last week. Is that any indication of what we could see again this weekend, or is that just an anomaly type of game?
It's so tough because, you know, like, normal analysis is like, hey, I just saw this good thing. We're going to see that good thing again next week.
Right.
And then you get, you know, football analysis, which is like, oh, that's just an outlier. You know, that's a peak. That's, you can't do that every single week. So I hate that I have to do that. I'd like to just enjoy that Josh Allen was, like, unstoppable last week, and he'll continue to do that. But it is unrealistic to expect that type of performance once again. But at the same time, Josh Allen this season with the AFC East on the line in New England in week 16 and last week against New England in these key games, that offense runs through Josh Allen, right? Whether it's throwing the ball down the field, whether it's him scrambling, picking up first downs, whether it's the design run game and relying on his legs, Josh Allen's that offense. So the pressure is going to be on once again for him to come through in those situations. And I think he's continued to show that he's more than capable of carrying the load for that Bills offense.
Steve, it's really interesting because obviously, you know, Buffalo and Kansas City are very evenly matched. Both quarterbacks are evenly matched, and it's basically a pick 'em game, right? You know, Green Bay is a significant favorite. They're the better team. They got the better quarterback. Tampa Bay is a slight favorite at home. They got the better quarterback. The Tennessee-Cincinnati game is different. Tennessee's probably the better team top to bottom, but the Bengals have the better quarterback. Tennessee's favored, deservedly so, coming off the rest, and they're at home, and they got a great coach. What do you make of that matchup, and is any of that analysis I just gave incorrect?
No, I think that's fair. You know, look, Ryan Tannehill's also played really good ball the last few years, but yeah, Joe Burrow's emerging, and they're putting more on his plate in Cincinnati. They're giving him the reins to, you know, to throw the ball all over the yard and carry that team. Tennessee is just an interesting one because they're probably the least flashy of all the AFC teams that are remaining because of the quarterback situation. But, and they also didn't, you know, they were more hyped up earlier in the season when they had all those big wins. They beat the Bills, they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Rams. Look at all those wins that the Titans had. And I don't think anybody can go back and figure out how. They lost Derrick Henry. They had over 90 players see the field this year, an NFL record. And they still found a way to become the number one seed. So, yeah, the Titans, I love Mike Vrabel as a coach. I think he's done great things there. The Titans do have this good all-around team. They play well on the back end. Kevin Byard and Monty Hooker at safety, fantastic combo there. Tannehill's good and efficient. Derrick Henry's back. And A.J. Brown can take over a game. So there's a lot to like about the Titans. But I might be in this Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase boat, right? Show that you can stop those guys. And if you can't, they're going to win. I think the Bengals do have a chance to pull this upset.
What is the game plan for Cincy in this game? I mean, would you come out throwing, or would you try to grind it out? I mean, obviously Tennessee's going to try to run the football quite a bit with Henry back. If you're Cincy and Zach Taylor, what's your game plan?
I'm a throw the ball type of guy, and you know, especially when you have that advantage, right? And I think earlier in the year, there were a lot of games where it was a Joe Mixon-led offense. And at least one of the games, Joe Burrow threw the ball like three times in the second half. You know, there were some games where he barely dropped back 20, 25 times. But when they gave him the ball, so to speak, against the Ravens week 16 and then against the Chiefs in week 17, they just said, "Here, it's your team, Joe." And he took over, man. He took over, threw 500 yards per game. And they were pretty much unstoppable on offense. And, you know, against the Raiders, they got stopped in the red zone a couple times. But I think that's their best bet. When you can flood the field with not just Jamar Chase, but also T. Higgins, who's a 6'4 mismatch, and Tyler Boyd, who's an excellent slot receiver, C.J. Uzomah, and those backs catch the ball pretty well on the backfields for the Bengals, I think that is the best strategy. Mix in the grind-it-out stuff, that's going to shorten the game probably too much. Try to put points on the board early and often if you're the Bengals, and I think they've got the firepower to do it.
Steve, let's go to the Rams and the Buccaneers here. Some interesting injuries. First of all, the Rams announcing today that Andrew Whitworth is not going to play. As for the Buccaneers, no Ronald Jones, no Breshad Perriman. Leonard Fournette might be back, has to come off the IR by tomorrow. Their center and their left and Wirfs, their tackle, both questionable. They haven't practiced much. Did those two guys playing or not make a difference in who you think wins, and how big a deal is Whitworth not playing for the Rams?
Yeah, first off, the Bucs linemen, I think that is a big deal. I mean, they've had almost pristine continuity up front this year. My feeling is Jensen will play. Wirfs might be iffy, and even if he does, he might be, you know, in too much pain to even be able to block, you know, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, whoever he has to block off the edge. So, yeah, it's a huge deal because the Rams have the ingredients to slow down a Tom Brady-led team, which is usually the pass rush, four-man pass rush, in a defense that generally doesn't give up big plays and keeps things underneath and closes well on the underneath stuff. So it should be – I think it's a tough matchup for the Bucs. You know, it's a challenging one, and I think not having linemen is certainly a big deal. Whitworth, we gave him our best pass protector award this year at PFF, and he's 40 years old. So he is – just an anomaly. He's an incredible player. Certainly going to be a step back there for the Rams, but they do a pretty good job of, you know, using play action, misdirection, empty sets to get the ball out of Matthew Stafford's hands. They might be able to protect him a little bit, but yeah, that could be a big loss as well. I do think the Rams, though, overall, with a hard hitting defense that can rush the passer, that has good pieces on the back end, have the pieces to, if Matthew Stafford plays a clean brand of football, I think the Rams might be able to pull this upset. And, you know, I'm a Tom Brady guy. I don't usually bet against Tom Brady. I usually don't doubt him. But I think a lot of the Bucs' receiver injuries might catch up a little bit here against a pretty good Rams defense.
If Tom loses this game, is there a chance he retires? Or you think he's definitely back for another year?
I think he's back for another year. They restructured his contract so that next year would be another year for him. I do think if he wins the Super Bowl, maybe you could say, you know, does he actually want to go out on top, or is he just like, give me nine? You know,
right.
I'm never satisfied. So I like the picture that my colleague Sam painted. He's like, what if Tom just keeps playing, wins another one with the Bucs, and then goes and wins one with the Browns, right? For you, win one for the Browns, win one for the Lions, win one for the Broncos, and then retires at like 50 as an All-Pro. What if? So Sam was like, I'm rooting for the most ridiculous career of all time for Tom Brady now, with like 12 right. rings and six different teams. And, you know, I think he's a little out there, but I like the idea.
Love Steve Palazzolo with us, Pro Football Focus. Steve, 49ers getting Nick Bosa cleared. He is going to play. Obviously, they're the biggest dog this week. Aaron Rodgers, well-rested. They're getting Za'Darius Smith back. I don't think he's played since, what, week one or two? I mean, we were saying that we both like the Packers a lot in this one. What's the case for the 49ers in this game?
Yeah, I like the Packers a lot too, but I'll make the 49ers case at least. They flood the field with incredible playmakers. Deebo Samuel lining up all over the place, including the backfield. George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk at fullback, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, they are just tough to cover. To me, it's going to come down to the Niners will have a chance to move the ball. They've had, for whatever it's worth, a ton of success against the Packers in recent years here, moving the ball. if that continues and Jimmy Garoppolo takes care of the football. I keep using this big if, like, don't throw picks. But that really is the only thing that slows down, say, a Matthew Stafford, or the only thing that slows down to Jimmy Garoppolo. Kyle Shanahan is an offensive savant. I believe that's the word that's being thrown around. He just creates open throws. They do it as a system. They create great angles in the run game. They just create offense. And as long as Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't throw the ball to the defense two or three times, the Niners do have a shot. My concern is on the defensive side of the ball, where if they don't get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, he has the ability to pick this defense apart. I don't think they have the manpower, the horsepower in the back seven to slow down Devontae Adams and company. But, you know, the Niners can at least, if they can rush the passer, take care of the football and offense, they do have a chance to pull the upset.
You know what's funny is these cold weather games, you'd think that like the pass game would be affected. And we saw just recently with Josh Allen, like he had no problem throwing through 8 degrees. And this weather, these conditions are going to be like -9, I think, on Saturday night in Green Bay. In these cold weather games, I mean, have you seen over in the history of when you covered the league, does it matter?
So it does hurt the pass game a little bit as far as production goes. And I think wind's as big of a factor, if not more, as far as throwing the ball goes. I think as far as catching the ball goes, in -9 degrees, it does make it a little bit harder to catch it. And that's the intriguing thing about the Packers. Remember, they drafted A.J. Dillon, the 250-pound running back. And when you're defending the Packers, you're thinking first about Aaron Rodgers. You're thinking first about, you know, Devontae Adams. But they do have a 250-pounder that's really tough to tackle as well. I think that he might never be the Derrick Henry catalyst for that offense, but I think that's interesting to think about the different ways that Green Bay can attack you with finesse on the perimeter, through the pass game, but also, by the way, here's a 250-pounder. You have to shed blocks and tackle this guy. I think that's another added advantage in the Packers because, yeah, it is usually harder to pass in those situations, and now the Packers might have an answer with a guy like A.J. Dillon who can get in there and, you know, instill some punishment on opposing defenses.
Steve, we can't let you get out of here without a Browns quarterback question, so let's wrap it with this. Rank these five options for the Browns. And obviously, with the quarterbacks you'd be acquiring, you have to factor in what they'd have to give up to get them and what these guys are getting paid. But if you're the Browns and these are your options, stick with Baker, trade for Derek Carr, trade for Matt Ryan, trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, or trade for Kirk Cousins, with those being the options. Yeah. In what order would you put those five? Cousins, Garoppolo, Ryan, Carr, sticking with Baker.
Don't make me do this. Man, this is
gotta
just
make you do it. It's tough.
Derek Carr probably would be my first.
Yep.
Matt Ryan's probably last because of his age and weather.
Yeah.
Jimmy
G's
fourth. So give me Carr, Cousins, Baker, Jimmy G, Matt Ryan.
How big an upgrade do you see Carr and Cousins from Baker? Is it a significant upgrade? I mean, obviously it's not getting Watson or Rodgers or Wilson, but you're thinking it's a big enough upgrade that it's worth, you know, giving up whatever assets you have to do to give up?
It's always a nuanced answer here. My nuanced answer is you can probably count on what you're going to get from Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins more than you can Baker Mayfield. So Baker, his high end is comparable, if not better, than those other two guys, than Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins. I can't make sense of Baker Mayfield's career yet at this point, right? We've talked about this. When he was supposed to get better, he didn't. And the times when he lost his best receiver, he got better. It just doesn't make sense. But the high end in Baker is still pretty high. But the consistency of a Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins, I feel like they've pretty much settled in, and you know what you're going to get from those guys year in, year out, whereas Baker's been a lot more volatile.
Steve, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the games this weekend. Thanks for joining us.
All righty. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Steve. Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.